Before you listen to this episode of An Inside Perspective, I highly recommend going to our previous episode titled From Germany to America and Back Again on WHJE.com. It dives into Yana Koshevoy's experience as a German exchange student and gives a lot of background for this episode. For now, though, I'm Alex Trickshanks, and this is An Inside Perspective. We were standing in a large crowd at the airport, waiting to meet the stranger that would be living in my house for 3 weeks. Now, I signed up for the German-American exchange program over a half a year before, with only a small idea of what it would actually entail. Yes, I knew I would be hosting a German exchange student, but I didn't really know how or when any of it would happen. And on top of that, no one in my family really had any ideas either.
I think I can honestly say when I first heard about the GAP program, I was excited to welcome the culture in.
Speaking now is my mother.
I thought it was going to be at a different time frame. So when I realized it was one at a time where it was the busiest of the band season, I got a little overwhelmed thinking that I was going to have to entertain Yana for a long period of time while you were practicing for band.
Her feelings of anxiety were pretty similar to what I was feeling. Of course, I was eager to experience the GAP program, but at the same time, we didn't know what to expect as we waited in that airport.
My nervousness came in making sure she was comfortable. I didn't know what she liked to eat. I didn't know if, you know, the room was going to be okay. And that was more of the nervousness. Not that she was actually in the home. I just wanted to be a good hostess.
As Yana got off the plane, the very first thing I said to her was, "Wow, you're short." And that was only the beginning.
You and her were very, very similar. It was nice to see that two teenagers that live half a world apart are actually very, very similar, very much going through the same struggles, very much going through the same joys and laugh at the same jokes, even though they only met each other a few days before.
Yana and I became fast friends as she grew more and more comfortable inside her new American lifestyle. And with this, I found beauty in introducing someone to something they've never experienced before. My sister Claudia also became familiar to the feeling of secondhand discovery.
Yeah, I think it was fun to see, like, it was like someone growing up. It's like seeing everything for the first time, now you know how it feels and how it was for you. You get to like kind of relive it.
And not only was Claudia able to see Yana grow and learn, she found her own change inside the GAP program.
I've seen stuff differently. I've seen how much like I'm granted and everything and how Carmel is and everything and how different it is anywhere else.
However, living with Yana meant more than just experiencing fun new things. My family had to adjust to living with a whole new child. Inside of school, Yana simply followed me around to most of my classes, but outside of school wasn't that easy. My schedule was extremely busy with the end of the marching band season, and this put a lot of stress on others to make sure everything sailed smoothly.
I couldn't think about just myself getting ready in the morning and going to the bus. I had to make sure she was ready, and then after school, I had to make sure she was on the bus and she had food and everything, and she knew where everything was in the house.
But even with all the added complexities, I still found the GAP program extremely rewarding. My family, too, fell in love with Yana and the whole experience.
Everyone enjoyed it. My dad liked it the most because he could talk German with her and kind of relive moments of my dad's like German years with her and like connect things and from his childhood and hers and just overall, I think everyone had a fun time and enjoyed her.
Oh, overall, the experience was fabulous, and I would encourage anybody to welcome a GAP student into their home. It was a great experience for everyone in the house, and I think Yana had a good time too.
Some of my favorite parts were just hanging out with her and learning how it was in Germany, learning new things, and just acting like she was like another sister to me.
Overall, I found that even with my original anxiety, I was still able to discover a new culture and a new friend during the GAP program. I watched two worlds come together in those short 3 weeks, and as we said our goodbyes to Yana, I knew that this experience was one I would never forget.
It was very, very fun to be around her. You could tell that she wanted to go home, so she was a little bit homesick, so I was happy for her, but she also wanted to stay. She got very close to you, and I think It was sad because we were going to miss her being in our everyday life. I really gained a lot of perspective into Yana's life, but in some ways I gained another daughter.
For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks. For more stories like this, visit our website, whje.com.